You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're taking a look at some conversations that have been ongoing at the mining indaba that's taking place in Cape Town. That has been going on this week, started on Monday, ends the end of the week. We have been having some of these conversations throughout the week. And of course, we will not have the opportunity to wrap up the indaba tomorrow owing to the State of the Nation address. So we thought we'd take a look at where we are on some of these important conversations that have been taking place. And we're taking a look at the mining conversation where it relates to automotive and the transition into EVs. I'm joined on the line by the CEO of the African Association for Automotive Manufacturers, Dave Coffey, to take a look at this. Good evening, Dave. Thanks so much for taking the time. What has today been like at the Indaba? I mean, obviously, there were a lot of conversations taking place. There was a panel discussion that you were a part of. What has been sort of the general tone as the week has progressed?
Yeah, thank you for including me. And firstly, I'm really impressed with the mining indaba. It's very well attended. And it's the first time that we've got strong automotive presence as participants in the whole event. And I think that just shows the opportunity and interest in the automotive sector. So we've had a panel yesterday, an automotive panel, and today was a workshop around the opportunity with regards to beneficiation of minerals to be used in batteries for electric vehicles. You know, the continent is well endowed with these minerals, and the opportunity is to leapfrog from extraction to beneficiation. And the focus was on there in terms of, you know, what must one do to effectively make that transition.
Beneficiation has been a topic that has gone as far as the presidency of South Africa on what happens on the African continent and in South Africa in particular. How much of that shift has kind of moved from saying, let's not just talk about it, but let's put down firm commitments? I mean, the automotive sector is a significant employer and a significant contributor towards the South African economy. But over and above that, some of these conversations for the longest time have been theoretical conversations, so to speak. Are we starting to see the shift towards these are the commitments, this is where we're putting the money where our mouth is, and is that transition kind of happening?
Yeah. So my understanding of this is that there are now discussions going on in terms of how does one actually make it happen? You know, what are the incentive structures? How does one go about that? So those are discussions. And it's not just about, and I strongly believe this, it's not just about one country actually putting forward and jostling for prime position. In Africa, we need to operate on a regional basis. You know, there are a number of many countries have got these minerals. And in line with the continental automotive strategy, you know, it's not every country can make a vehicle in Africa because you need scale. So some countries will make vehicles, other countries will make components, and others will participate in the beneficiation of minerals for batteries. Not only for batteries too, but one also has the requirement for copper for cables. Now, all cables used in wire harnesses on the continent today are actually imported, the copper rod, and then the cable is made. So it's for current opportunities and future. So I'm a strong believer in actually getting countries to collaborate, and one really needs political leadership in this space and develop the right industrial policies to attract investment. We need to go out there and put ourselves on the map so that people who are looking for this, and with the geopolitical tensions, there's great demand. I mean, if you just consider the demand will outstrip supply. And so one is, we're really in a good position to actually participate.
Dave, when we look at the collaborative efforts that you spoke about earlier, how do we balance that from an economic standpoint? I mean, I'm thinking about some of the geopolitical issues that have surfaced just recently on the African continent, the likes of Lesotho wanting land claims against South Africa, the likes of Rwanda coming through and saying they want to have other sorts of war-related discussions, and the tensions that are there. How do we kind of distill and get past those tensions and say there's a bigger picture here? There's the opportunity to make the continent better than what it is. How do those conversations come to the fore?
Yeah, I think we also need to demonstrate success here. We need a number of players that are willing and able to actually find some collaborative solution and determine their role in the value chain and show that. And that will actually then attract keenest to participate. Yes, it is difficult to engage where there is conflict. You know, in some of those countries, we have been discussing opportunities, but we'll need to go with a coalition of the willing and those who can participate and actually make it happen.
Dave, when we look at the transition and the move away from an automotive sector, we kind of saw there was a huge craze around, we're going into the EVs, we're doing it now, we've got these timelines. We saw international companies, the likes of Audi as producers and manufacturers, saying we want to be clean by 2030, and everybody had set milestones. And then it kind of just all went quiet. I think everybody just possibly got to the realization that it might not be as quick and as easy as it was originally envisioned. Is there still a lot of momentum to say we still are committed to this EV transition?
Yeah. So I think we start off by saying we're absolutely committed to decarbonization. Right? And countries will actually transition at different rates. I mean, the affordability issue is key, and that's what you're alluding to there, is that when countries, develop markets, withdraw subsidies, then the demand has dropped. You know, because the price parity has not been achieved. When we get to that point, sure, there will be a serious acceleration. So it's important that we offer hybrids, you know, plug-in mild hybrids, or even there are some countries in Africa that have got a lot of gas, and they're saying, how can we use that? I mean, if you just look at what cars are running on the road today, we're a dumping ground for the world for ICE engines. You know, Africa has demand and produces around 1.2 million new vehicles a year, yet 3 to 5 million used vehicles are actually imported into Africa. And it's an affordability issue. And a survey run by UNEP actually shows that these vehicles coming out of Europe are 18 years old. So we're trying to change that, but we need to bring in affordable mobility. And that's the projects that we're running with. But there are some sectors that are moving fast in Africa, and I talk specifically about Africa because that's where we focus. If you look at two-wheelers and three-wheelers and public transport, East Africa is a leader in electric motorcycles, and it's exciting to see these different options that are coming through. So there is momentum there. We are trying to clean up the act in terms of the fuels used in Africa, because the older fuels obviously have greater carbon emissions. And as we start regulating used vehicles, that will improve. So there is a transition. Just certain the countries will handle it at different speeds.
There's certainly a lot to be optimistic about. There's certainly a lot that is going to set or that could benefit the continent, but we all need to be on the same page, pulling together so that we can achieve the most desired outcome. I think we'll leave the conversation there. Thanks so much, Dave, for those insights and for the time. Dave Coffey, CEO of the African Association of Automotive Manufacturers, on the role of EVs in mining and the beneficiation conversation on the African continent.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.